Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Terry Morn are headed to the WNIT Final Four after defeating the University of California Davis yesterday, 81-66. It was Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill leading the way, which should be no surprise to any IU women's basketball fan. Buss chipped in 30 points while Cahill had 24 and 12 rebounds. They both played over 35 minutes just as usual, and this team is headed to the WNIT Final Four. Tyra Buss explains the excitement of the arena and what it means to her team moving forward.
You know, Hoosier Nations, you know, they're awesome. And like Amanda said, you know, the past, you know, couple games we've had some great turnouts. And especially today, I think they said it was the most of the year, you know, it was above 6,000, which is just completely awesome. And it just makes us, you know, like Amanda said, appreciate it. And we just, you know, look forward to it. And hopefully we can keep hosting and, you know, keep getting these big crowds because they do bring us a lot of energy.
Indiana, behind their two senior studs, jumped out to a 23-15 lead after one quarter and made their lead 20 at halftime, never looking back. Now they can look forward to Wednesday's semifinal game against TCU. What a big step for this program.
You know, last year we made it to the Elite Eight and, you know, we fell short to Villanova. So I know Coach, especially, I was talking to her the other day after practice, and she said that, you know, we need to get over that hump, and we've never made it to the Final Four of the WNIT before. So that's something, you know, we really wanted to do. But that just comes with us, you know, being focused every day in practice and coming, you know, being prepared. Our coaches give us such a great scout. And so I think we just kind of are starting to just really believe and trust in each other, trust in our coaches. And it's really paying off, as you can see on the court.
You've heard how the big crowds affect this team in a positive manner. Get out for Wednesday night's game. Hoosiers TCU, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Ticketing information at iuhoosiers.com. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glascott.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Terry Morin's Indiana Hoosiers are on to the WNIT semifinals after defeating the University of California Davis yesterday afternoon in front of 6,001 at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. 81-66 was the final score. The Hoosiers led by 20 at halftime, had their second half lead cut down to as low as 12, but really were in control the whole game long. Terry Morin reflects on a historic night for Indiana women's basketball.
Really, really grateful, humbled by the crowd that showed up today here in Simon Scott Assembly Hall to watch a fantastic game. I thought defensively, I thought we were really sound. I loved the way we communicated tonight to one another. When we got in foul trouble down the stretch, I love the fight that you guys got to see out of Bindu Yaney. Bindu really came in there and I thought was just really, really good defensively for us going down the stretch. Really proud, really happy, you know, for this group. We were in a similar situation last year, got to this game and fell short. And so it was nice to be able to get this one and get over the hump and we're still playing. So, you know, we're really excited about that.
And the Hoosiers should be excited. It's the third time in the semifinals for Indiana basketball, but the first time in the 64-team bracket, which started in 2010. They appeared also in the 1991 semifinals, but that was just an 8-team field. They advanced to the championship game before falling short. And in 1998, when it was a 16-team field, they also advanced to the semifinals, but were beaten there. It's Wednesday night. It's TCU. It's 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for youth. IU students get in free with an ID. One more big crowd, one step closer to a WNIT championship game. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glascott.